the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case involving internet file sharing and copyright infringement. The court agreed to take this case on Friday, and it may determine whether file sharing services can be held responsible when their users trade copyrighted movies or music without permission. Whatever the outcome, this ruling could become the most important intellectual property law decision in decades. Shani Jardin, technology correspondent for Day to Day, that does sound important. Give us the background.
Well, internet peer-to-peer file sharing services like Morpheus and Grokster allow millions of people to share songs, films, video games, and any kind of file with each other. But the movie studios and record labels say all of that unpaid activity, when we're talking about copyrighted content that people don't have permission to share, that's hurting their sales. So in an August ruling on this case, which is MGM Studios versus Grokster, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said that the makers of file sharing networks can't be held responsible for copyright infringement because the networks can also be used for non-infringing purposes.
Well, what kinds of things do you mean?
For instance, sharing music that's in the public domain or amateur documentary movies that people have created themselves and want to share with the world.
Uh-huh. So couldn't the studio's argument be made, and other people's arguments against this file sharing, be made against devices like VCRs, tape recorders even, that also you can duplicate and send things around if you want?
Right, where you could do either good or bad. So that's exactly why this case may be the most important tech law case of our time. 20 years ago, in what was known as the Betamax case, the courts took up the question of whether or not VCRs should be banned. The movie industry argued that they would kill the industry, but the court said that products that do have legitimate uses should be made available even if they can also be used for illegal activity.
Okay, Shani, those are the arguments. Now, how does this get to the Supreme Court?
Okay, so let's back up a moment. In August, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in this case that the peer-to-peer networks weren't responsible for illegal activity that might occur on their services. So a group of plaintiffs that included the Motion Picture Association of America, the Recording Industry Association of America, and a class of 27,000 music publishers and songwriters issued an appeal that included urgent warnings about what would happen if the Supreme Court did not intervene. They said the lower court's ruling, quote, poses a grave threat to the very foundations of the copyright law's incentive system for promoting the progress of science and the arts. And then also we have record labels trying to start paid file sharing services of their own. They say that if these rogue peer-to-peer networks are allowed to exist, what's the incentive for people to buy into these other systems? As for the other side, the technologists arguing to keep P2P free told the court that those dire predictions were overblown, and they quoted a 1983 warning by Jack Valenti, who was then the MPAA's president. He said, "The VCR is to the American film producer and the American public as the Boston Strangler is to the woman home alone." And on the contrary, video sales and rentals turned out to be very profitable for Hollywood over time.
So the Supreme Court has said it will hear the case. What is going to happen?
The Supreme Court will hear the case in March. They're expected to reach a decision by June. Meanwhile, traffic on the peer-to-peer networks continues to rise, despite the fact that more than 5,000 copyright infringement suits have been brought against individual file sharers.
Day-to-day technology correspondent Shani Jardin. Shani, thanks.
Thank you, Alex.